the America's Jobs Team podcast.
For economic developers, by economic developers.
Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in. Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis. I'm here with Carla Sones. Last week, I didn't ask you, but Carla, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Faye. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Sometimes I get carried away. I get really excited about what we're talking about. So last week, we talked about in-person FAM tours, best practices for hosting site consultants, and we ran out of time. We get really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what we're known for, right, is in kind of bridging that gap between economic developers and site consultants. So like any other person, when you feel like you have a professional expertise and you ask somebody, they get jazzed because they have
jazzed.
A lot to say. I mean, I could talk for days.
Yes.
About site consultant hosting.
So we decided to revisit the other questions that we had lined up for the rest of the podcast episode. So today is part two of hosting site consultants best practices. So I'm going to kick this question off to you right away. Say an economic developer is traveling to a site consultants market, right? Somebody is going to New York and they want to meet with site consultants. What are some of those rules of engagement around extending invitations for coffee or lunch or dinner while on the home turf of the site consultant?
Yeah. So, I mean, most site consultants that I've worked with are happy to meet with people, especially if they've already had a relationship. If they've met you in an event and, you know you in some way, shape, or form, they're happy to meet. They can't spend all of their day meeting, you know, economic developers. So you have to be strategic about, are you coming with a group, a small group of people? And sometimes that makes sense for them to meet with an entire region at the same time. What can be a hiccup is if you're in town on a convention or with a large group that there probably are many economic developers in town for, like an IAMC or something like that. You have to know that every other economic developer is probably also asking for coffee. So in those kind of cases, definitely find a buddy so that you can reduce the number of asks. But I would say they're very open to it, but they prefer it to be relationship building, like not a solid, you know, 15 minutes to half hour to 45 minutes of hearing a elevator pitch and more of a, how's your family doing? Oh, by the way, we had this recent win, or, hey, I want to get your thoughts on this. So it's definitely more conversational.
Yeah, for sure.
Less formal.
And I think that that's such an important point to make, right? It's all about how much time are you asking? So don't overstay your welcome. Kind of, you know, keep an eye on the body language and the way the conversation's going. And don't talk at people. Really make sure that it's a conversation. And you can weave in your wins and you can talk about your region, but don't show up with your computer with a full-on presentation to walk through, you know, the latest RFP presentation.
Yeah. And I would say when you're making those invitations, like let them lead a little bit and say, hey, I'm heading to town and one of my top priorities is meeting with you. I'd love to be able to see if you're in town, if we can connect. I'm happy to do that over a meal. I'm also happy to come to your office if you only have 30 minutes. Let the site consultant kind of pick and choose like what might work for them and be flexible around how much time they have and whether they prefer that to be over a meal or not, or over coffee or not. That way you can just be really flexible and accommodating to their schedule.
I love that. Okay, we're going to kind of switch the train of thought here, but there's plenty of economic developers out there that don't have a traveling budget and that don't have, you know, the budget to host a full-on FAM tour. So I want to talk a little bit more about virtual events, virtual pulse checks. So even though the world does continue to gravitate back towards those in-person events, we know that some organizations are continuing the virtual events, those touch points with the site consultants. It's a less time consuming on the site consultants' part. It's less time consuming on the organization's part. So what are kind of those big items on site consultants' wish lists for virtual events these days? We know we've seen them evolve a lot over the last year and a half.
Yeah, there definitely has been an evolution. And I think that the site consultants now, I think they're open to doing a lot of virtual events because like you said, Faye, there's they recognize that there's a real advantage for some communities that may not have as big of budgets to travel, that this is an opportunity, especially for like rural America, to really showcase some assets and build relationships in a way that maybe they didn't necessarily have access to, or they did, but the pandemic really kind of accelerated all of our ability to do virtual and do virtual well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a lot of opportunity here still. I think what site consultants want is, just like anybody else, we're a little bit Zoom fatigued or Teams fatigued. And so you don't want to just sit and be listening because you know you might not be as active of a listener anymore. Like, it's hard to focus for an hour. So each segment of a virtual event needs to be short, sweet, and be built with intention. So you can't just sit and listen to like presentation after presentation. It has to be something that's more engaging. And I would highly encourage that to be either you bring on individuals that, again, like workforce, like employers, and give opportunity to hear from an employer in that region and have back and forth question and answer sessions, or the going into breakout rooms and doing speed dating. It allows for you to move from topic to topic, person to person, and build relationships. And I think what we've learned in the pandemic is that both site consultants and economic developers are really hungry for relationship with mm-hmm. one another, and not just learning from one another, but really having a relationship where they feel like they know you well enough that they can call you and that you'll reach out to them to check on them. Like, we all wanted to be checked on in the mm-hmm. pandemic and have those people professionally that remembered we were out there. And I think these virtual events give you the opportunity to continue to forge those relationships, to start them and to keep them going.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about timing. So like you said, people can't sit for 3 hours anymore for a virtual call. That was really awesome in the beginning because it felt like, oh, we're still doing a full-on event, but now a little bit shorter is better. It's always nice to have an experience in there too. You know, there's so many different ways to do that. So can you talk a little bit about those points?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a really, really cool virtual event, and it was relatively early in the pandemic, but a group in Georgia actually had a coffee maker, like one of their local makers that had really kind of grown up in the community and built this business and was growing and expanding, and they had helped come alongside them as they were growing and expanding. But they virtually did the coolest tour of their production facility
and coffee shop. And when we say cool, it wasn't high tech.
Absolutely not.
It was super simple.
It was somebody walking around with their iPhone. But it was a really compelling story about why they loved that community, why they felt their coffee was cool, and some of the technology and just assets that they had in their shop and kind of where they were going. And you felt the excitement. You really heard their story of why they picked that place. And it was a very short segment. I'm telling you what, I bought coffee. And it wasn't because I just wanted to give back to the coffee. It was partially that. It was a really cool story and I wanted to try the coffee. But it was also, it just brought life to what could have been just a virtual session.
Yep.
Where it was like, oh, this is a human. Like, it was that reminder of like, there are humans behind these projects.
Yes.
And when you get to meet those humans, that's really cool. And so that was a fun one.
That was super fun. And I loved that it was like a husband and wife team. And remember, the wife was reading the chat questions. So as soon as people realized that she was in the moment reading the questions and like just pinging them at her husband as he was doing the tour, everyone started asking questions. It was such an awesome experience to watch the site consultants get really, really invested in this story.
Yeah. And like you said, Faye, it wasn't high tech. You could tell they hadn't done multiple dry runs. Like, they probably tested to make sure the technology worked once. They hadn't thought through like when questions come in the chat. She was totally doing it off the fly, and it just felt really authentic. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes in a virtual environment, because people are scared of technology, you can almost over test. And I can't even believe I said that, because who I would say to the team, like, test it and test it again, right? You can't over test. But you don't want to strip authenticity. And some of that is just authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's what made that so cool, is it was a cool story. It added life to the story and that human connection. And it just felt really authentic.
Yeah.
Another really interesting one that we did a series with Oklahoma City earlier this year, and they chose to keep their sessions really, really short. I think we limited them to like 90 minutes, but tried to even end a little bit earlier than that.
Yep.
And they really did not have a pitch. It was really about company employers meeting site consultants so that site consultants had access to employers to ask questions. And the team was there to maybe help facilitate a few questions, but mostly there to listen and hear that back and forth dialogue. And the site consultants really liked that format. And it really cemented some interest in Oklahoma City and kind of continuing to see what's happening there. I thought it was a really cool format because the employers also took a lot away from learning from the site consultants and kind of hearing their perspective. So that format was also, I think, really cool. And it made it feel like you were an active participant. And I think that's the key to these virtual events now is you can't just be on there to receive. You have to be actively able to participate. And that means not just through chat, but through speaking.
Yep. And that's such an important point to keep in mind because people do want to feel involved. And honestly, there's no silver bullet, right? There's no perfect virtual event because different people are different. Some people love being on a call with 36 other people and like getting to listen to all of the people. But these Oklahoma City, the webinars they weren't really webinars. They were more Zoominars. And the conversation was so good because I think the biggest one we had was 10 people on the call. And that was, you know, three site consultants, three of the businesses in their area, and they kept the pitches of the businesses so short to just really give a blurb about this is the business, this is what they do, this is what they're seeing. And then the rest of the time was, I mean, it was at least 45 minutes for conversation. And still, every time we ran into the site consultants that were part of that series, we heard it all summer. It was just how impactful and how, you know, short but effective it was for them too.
Absolutely. I think gone are the days of most people liking to be in these huge groups, like the smaller, the better almost in this virtual environment right now, because you can actually engage and feel more relaxed and conversational like you would in person versus, you know, just kind of being a part of a presentation. So I think the more you can make it feel almost like we're mimicking an in-person event, like pretend we're all sitting around drinking coffee together across from each other at a table. Versus like I'm up presenting in front of a group and you're sitting in a chair listening and then we ask questions at the end. Like the more you can move away from that format and more towards open dialogue, I think the better on the virtual events right now.
I love that. Carla, we've covered a lot of different types of site consultant engaging type events. Do you have any other final thoughts to note in here?
Speaking of site consultant events, you know, we're getting ready for Economics and it's coming up here really quick in December and just really excited to be back in person this year. And the team has, I think, one of the most fun Economics planned kind of around that reconnection. And so I will just say, if you don't have a ticket yet, you're probably missing out. I think we have maybe a handful left. Nick might kill me for saying that because maybe we don't. But if you don't, you should definitely reach out to him and see if you can get in. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to reconnect together as an industry with site consultants and really celebrate the moment that we can all be kind of back together again.
I think that's awesome. And I'm so excited for it. You know, this is an event where we bring 24 site consultants in and we're pretty hard on our cutoff deadline, or not deadline, but our max number of people this year, because we do want to make sure that we keep everybody safe, but we also want to be together. So like Carla said, there's only a handful of tickets left, hopefully. So if you don't have yours, reach out to us ASAP, because we want you there. We want you to experience it. We've got some great topics planned, some awesome panels. And, you know, we always pour into the leadership of you as well. So we've got some great leadership speakers as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Carla. Well, we will reconnect next week for another awesome conversation.
Sounds good.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.